Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Where did that come from, do you suppose? Boy. Wow. Boy, oh boy, is this going to be great. How come it's not girl, oh girl, this is going to be great? Why is it boy, oh boy? You ever think about that? Something.
No, but there is different variations of it, like, oh girl.
You go, girl. Would that be equivalent, do you think?
That was another one.
Yeah? Okay. I just think I remember hearing... When I was young, I never really thought about it. Actually, I haven't really ever thought about it until just now. Boy! Oh, boy, boy, what a great program we have set up for you today. Boy! Won't it be great if the war is over? Boy, oh, boy.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. All that good stuff. Okay, so today is Tuesday, the 24th of October. Wow, or Zour, a week away from All Hallows Eve. Otherwise known as Halloween. It's Hallow. It's kind of like talking to a two-year-old who's trying to get my two-year-old grandson, not quite two, it'd be two in a little bit. And so he calls me now. I'm Gramps. That's my name with my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's can't quite put two consonants together, so it's Ramps.
Aww.
I posted a picture of him. I have a couple of pictures that I think you probably see on my Facebook page that you can, if you feel that it would be of interest to people who are listening to the program, just kind of get a bird's eye view of the time that Gramps spends when he's not here on the radio. That's what I'm doing, hanging around with Miles and Megan and Matthew, and they call themselves the three M's. Megan's husband's name is Matthew, and is Miles in that house. They have a new house, and it is the most fabulous place. Wow. It's just wonderful, and they're so happy. Isn't it interesting what items there are that really make a person's life better?
Mm-hmm.
Surroundings, right? Atmosphere.
Vibes.
People,
and
the vibes, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, exactly. All right, so let's get at it here. The Pentagon says it's going to hold Iran responsible for rocket attacks, drone attacks on U.S. troops. What does that mean? The Pentagon says it will hold Iran responsible. So what do you do with that information? I'm holding you responsible. All right, that means nothing if you just say it, right? Or do you do something about it? What do you do? What should we do?
Mm-hmm.
Troops were injured and that whole thing, as there's more stuff going on in the Middle East. Israel and Hamas have not sat down there. As a matter of fact, I think that there are people in the administration that think the war is going to get hotter, and so we're sending over more troops and more the carrier strike groups to expand our involvement, I guess, or our, I don't know, is it involvement? When you think about U.S. military presence and what it stands for, who messes with that? You know, you get right down. I'm critical often of the waste, fraud, corruption, abuse that we have in the Pentagon, the Defense Department. But we got a lot of things. Sometimes I think that we overdo it. But it does put on a pretty good display when you get right down to it. Who's going to tangle with that stuff? Right? And so, anyway, the Defense Secretary, a fellow named Lloyd Austin, has announced that we are going to deploy yet another strike group into this area, more air defense systems to that region. There are 2,000 troops that are there now, are on their way there to be deployed just in case. You'd think that at some point in time, Hamas or the people there on this killing rampage would want to call it quits, because you look around, there's no winning this. But I will tell you, I got off onto a sort of philosophical or whether it's a fact, kind of a combo conversation, both philosophically and fact-based conversation about the reason for the problem. And there's a certain twist to this, although I think I said last Thursday on the program, Jay, that the Jews have been forever oppressed, and depending on how you define oppressed. The Egyptians made them slaves. They have always, there's something about being Jewish that has not settled well with a lot of people. And this is way before Israel became a state. This is way before, you know, during World War II, we all know what happened, except for a few of the deniers. There's this whole, this dis-ease around the Jewish tradition. So there's that, but then when you get down to what happened after World War II, I never really thought about it this way, but my son and I were having a conversation about it, and so my children and I do have conversations, a lot of them, about things like this. And Brendan reminded me, and I'm not even sure that I really remembered this the way he presented it, going back to the roots of Israel and how it came to be. The short version of the conversation was remembering Alan Foster Dulles, who was the Secretary of State during the Eisenhower. And he, well, both of the Dulles brothers were very influential with what we were doing, how our world order, what our design for the world order after World War II was all about. And remember, the United Nations was formed in America, not necessarily by Americans, but by the people who, after World War II, decided we ought to have a group of nations together that would do something that was better than what happened at the end of World War I, which basically the League of Nations sowed the seeds for World War II, the way they pushed the Germans around and some of the others. They just basically, you know, they restricted them from doing anything and everything. So not that they didn't deserve it because they started it, but, you know, you got to look forward and not behind.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow.
Still cause and effects of everything.
Exactly. So the United States basically was the money, was the power that, and I don't want to use power the wrong way so that it sounds negative, because power is not negative always. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. But we had the most influence, let's put it that way, after World War II, because we really had found we won the war. The United States put together its military might and won the war with the help of a lot of other countries, but we certainly were the ones. If it hadn't been for us, the Germans and the Japanese would be controlling the world today, or they would have, at least after World War II. So one of the things that influenced thinking at the United Nations was what we wanted to have in the Middle East. We wanted to have a balance of power, and we wanted to have bases and a place so that we, you know, we weren't left out, if you will. And so that's where Israel came to be. Israel was created by the United Nations at the behest of America. It was on the outside looking for a place to have European Jews to go after the war to settle in. But the real reason for it was for us to have a major stake, to have bases and influence in the Middle East where we had none. And we recognized that there were things going on in the Middle East at that time that needed to have, at least as far as we were concerned, we wanted to make sure that we were going to maintain our influence that we had gained through winning World War II. So I think that's an interesting philosophy, don't you? Under the circumstances, it's
it is.
It's something else to think about with regard to all this stuff. Now, fast forward to what's going on today. Biden has warned has warned Iran and Hezbollah and all the other people who don't like Israel to stay out of this war. That may not happen because there's such animosity. So is the animosity aimed at the Jews, really, or is it aimed at America? And maybe
it seems like there's enough to go around, really.
Yeah, right. It sure does, doesn't it, huh? So the Secretary of State, Blinken, says, quote, We're taking steps to make sure we can effectively defend our people and respond decisively if we need to. Well, what does that mean? What is decisive? If our people come under fire, we're there to support Israel. And I guess one of the things that is good about this, a couple of more American hostages. How many American hostages have been released now? Four altogether? Is it four? I think it's four or more.
Yeah, I know the mother-daughter duo who were over visiting a grandparent for her birthday. Who were the other two?
There was somebody. That was yesterday, right? Those were released yesterday. But I think there were two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There were two others before that, if my memory serves me correctly. At any rate, there's still a bunch of people that are hostages. I think it's 222 hostages. The number is over 200, someplace over 200. And so the Americans, I think, are the only ones that have been let go. So is that a message to America to take it easy on Hamas? Anyway, that's a rhetorical question.
Well, yeah. And the mother-daughter duo, the mother had health-related problems. And I think they, from sources close to Hamas, are saying that they don't intend to kill any of the hostages unless the hostages are not cooperating. They need the hostages to be in good health so that they can use them potentially as human shields.
What does it mean, cooperating? What's their definition of cooperating?
Well, if they're trying to escape, fighting back, that's...
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, listen. I'd do that if I were there, wouldn't you?
And therefore they would kill them.
Mm. Fast moving, that's for sure. Every day it's something new, it's something different. And so is there going to be time to negotiate? Is there any negotiation going on between the Hamas side, the Palestinian side, and the Israeli side? I don't see any activity there. Yesterday I wasn't paying as much attention. You and Jennifer, I'm sure, talked about this a little bit.
Yeah, other than the convoys and then the American mother-daughter duo.
Hmm. Well, how do you talk to your children about this? That's another thing that's in kind of an itchy question. All right, prime time on the radio here with Good Day at 18 after the hour. It's Tuesday.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
For breakfast, you want something simple and tasty, like the... Taco Bell's finally putting a breakfast taco on the menu? They've had all the ingredients, fluffy eggs, melty cheese, savory sausage, and a grilled tortilla. Just put them in a taco. Nothing simpler and more tasty than a breakfast taco.
Yeah, you've got a point.
Okay, grab Taco Bell's all-new toasted breakfast taco, and rewards members get one free every Tuesday till October 31st, only on the app.
Free breakfast taco? Now you're talking.
Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m.
Offer valid at participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours while supplies last.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Time to crank up the old celebrity news pile here, Jay. At 23 after the hour, it is social media time, and this portion of each hour is sort of dedicated to a particular person or a thing that's going on in the world of social media trending things. And Dolly Parton certainly would always be on the top of that list when anything is being spoken about or she's easily speaking. She is there. So Miley, her goddaughter, right? Miley Cyrus is her
granddaughter. Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And Dolly have teamed up again on a another, would you say this is kind of a classic tune? Anyway, Miley has this song called Wrecking Ball. And there's a connection to a Dolly song that's in there. We're going to talk about it. And maybe if we're lucky, we can hear it right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You.
And I like the mix of it.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't sound like the original song that Dolly came out with, but it's a reference to two of them singing it together, repeated a couple of times in the song. You crank it up a little bit. All right, so what's the origin of this tune? Do you know, Jay?
Yeah, Wrecking Ball was one of Miley Cyrus's probably one of her biggest hits. It's such a great song. It's one of those ones that, like, you can jam out to, you can cry to, you can dance to, you can belt it out. It's one of those songs that it can fit whatever mood you are feeling. And Dolly Parton even said that when she first heard the song, she knew immediately that she wanted to cover it. She just didn't know how or when. Mm-hmm. And then when the Rockstar album started coming to fruition, what's so cool about it, comes out next month, is that she has a couple, Dolly Parton has a couple of her own original rock songs, but then she's doing a bunch of covers, but she's not just covering these rock songs. She is having the original people duet them with her, which is just so neat.
Like Miley here, and then there's Sting and Steven Tyler and Stevie Nicks and Pink and Brandi Carlile and Elton John. This would be just in time for Christmas. I'm sure there's no coincidence in that. If you're a Dolly fan or a fan of any of these big stars,
yes.
I would think they'd be eager also to work with her. I think that's what kind of makes it kind of all stick together like glue.
Mm-hmm. And it has to be such a full circle moment because Miley Cyrus, at all of her concerts, she does at least one Dolly song. She grew up covering her quote unquote Aunt Dolly, and now Aunt Dolly is covering a Miley.
Isn't that neat? So it's great. It's good to have good friends in high places, right? As they, I wonder how much of an influence, because Miley Cyrus a few years ago was living kind of a wild and woolly life. Right, whether
she was being young and having fun.
Is that what it was? Is that how you described that? I suppose, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody who's young has that kind of fun. I guess it's up to the personality of the person involved, right? Let's not be judgmental. Let's highlight the good stuff. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we've talked about this before, but I get so many questions and so many people that are frustrated saying, Warren, what type of toys are available that is safe for my pets? Pet shops are crammed with doggy toys. Many of them look like great fun, but you should check the toy over very carefully before you buy it, just as you would if you were choosing something for a baby or a small child. Can your dog chew or pull off any of the loose pieces from the toy? Can she swallow any part of all of it? If she can or might be able to, then that's not the toy for them. In fact, as you get to know each other, you'll be making some toys for yourself that you and your dog will enjoy. Here's the bottom line. I personally buy toys made in the United States. There's been a lot of recalls lately. Read the labels carefully. Find out where the toys are made. Make sure that the items used in manufacturing the toys are good. And if you have any questions, call up the manufacturer and ask the questions. After all, your pet is part of the family, and the safety of his toys should be of utmost concern to you. I'm Warren X.
USA News, on demand, on your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia, she says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today, USAPodcasting.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden will award the National Medal of Science and the National Medal of Technology and Innovation today. That'll be taking place in the East Room at 11:30 this morning Eastern. Tonight at 6, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and his partner Jody Hayden will meet the President and First Lady in the South Portico part of the White House. The House remains without a Speaker, going on 3 weeks now. A Speaker forum was held last night to hear from those who have filed to run, with an internal election slated for today. 8 contenders are now in the running. The moon may be 40 million years older than scientists have said in the past. A study published in Geochemical Perspectives Letters revealed molten crystals from the moon's surface suggests Earth's collision with the planet Theia, in theory, creating the moon happened much earlier than scientists predicted. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hi, guys. It's Jen. And don't forget, we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DOUG and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
Of the day, we focus our attention on here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas, with a thought for you on this October the 24th. I cannot alone change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. Now, who do you think said that? Jay, you want to take a guess?
I don't know. Mark Twain is in my head for some reason, but I know that's wrong. Who said that?
Mother Teresa.
Oh, I like that.
I cannot change the world alone, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. We can all do that.
And
your choice.
She did. St. Teresa really did.
Did she ever? You've heard me tell the story about visiting her hospital in Addis Ababa and what an impact that made on me. And so, you know, there's a lot of that stuff. There are a lot of people around like that today. Sometimes you don't really hear a whole lot about certain, you know, there are things, everybody's doing something. There's something going on that if it weren't for people, nothing, kind of sounds silly to say it, but without people, where would the world be? In a different place, probably. So, anyway, as we think about Iran, there is a lady named Sarah Kadim, who is a chess master, internationally famous because she is not only the Iranian chess champion, apparently she's the female champion, sort of the world champion, and she's been trying to, even though the calamity of living under the rule, under the thumb, if you will, of the Iranian government, she made it out of the country to win a contest in Kazakhstan, and now she wants not to live in Iran anymore. And she's trying to get out, but as you can imagine, she's not. But because she's well known, her plight is becoming well known.
Well, and she was under fire a lot for competing in the international tournament without wearing a hijab, and Spanish community, she was granted Spanish nationality.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there somebody over the weekend, it seems to me, I saw something about there was another woman who went through the court system in Iran because she didn't wear a hijab and she was beaten up in jail.
Oh, and it wasn't even that she wasn't wearing it. I believe it was just she was wearing it incorrectly.
Incorrectly.
It was something like that, and she was beaten to death, essentially. She was beaten, arrested, and died in jail.
So this is who you're dealing with. This is the kind of thinking. And we say, well, it doesn't seem right. Well, it's not right in terms of all that we know to be just and right. But we don't know necessarily how people think in other places, although I guess
but
we
again,
do know.
But again, that's extremism.
Yeah, it is. And is that what we're fighting against? See, all of the stuff that I talked about in the last half hour about why Israel was really created in the minds of some, so does that nix the situation that exists today? No, you don't. Just because that may have influenced where Israel was actually built or where the land was set aside, that doesn't make what's going on today good or acceptable or justifiable. It just doesn't. Even though some people think, well, we shouldn't have done that. We should have brought them over and put them in New Jersey or something. That wouldn't have done the United States any good in the Middle East. Okay, so I'll give you that point. But now it's a different scenario, a different story. And these people are looking for trouble. This is the area of the world where there's every... And again, the example that we just gave of this woman, how is it that... Imagine, here's something I remember as a youngster going to church. My mother always wore some sort of, you know, women in their head garb. I don't know what they call it. They didn't call them hats. What do they call stuff that women
There's
used to
hats,
use?
There's fascinators, there's headbands.
Yeah, well, whatever it was. It was expected that when you went to church, you'd have some headgear on. Whatever.
Like a hat or a fascinator, I'm assuming.
Yeah, right, something like that. It was modesty, I think. That was what was required at that time. Now, was there a protest? No, I think just women stopped doing it. And maybe, you know, we always wore a suit and tie when we went to Sunday school or to church. Always had, not a suit, but we had a sport coat and a tie and a white shirt or something like that. That was just what was expected of youngsters when they went to church.
Mm-hmm. It was proper. It was part of manners.
Well, even as you get older, we all, you know, looking around church then and church now, anytime I've been to church for, let's say, a funeral or something, people don't wear a suit and a tie, a sport coat and a tie. They don't dress up. They just wear sort of street clothes. And I don't
or maybe
know
their nicer version of
yeah.
their street clothes.
Cleaner, yeah. But is that disrespectful or does it make any difference? I think maybe if I were to be silly about it to a point, not silly, but maybe a little obtuse, God doesn't care what you're wearing. So why should there be a big deal about it?
What is it called? The quote-unquote Sunday best. Not everybody has
yeah,
those anymore.
Sunday
not everybody
best.
Has a job where they have to have a suit and tie. Not everybody does things where they regularly have to have one of those. And if they do, maybe it doesn't fit anymore. Maybe it got old and they haven't gotten another one. So they work with what they have best. And
yeah.
we live in a society where it isn't as frowned upon as it once was. I mean, I still remember getting dressed up to go on a flight, to fly in an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
You'd get dressed up. And now
absolutely.
It's like, oh, be as comfortable
sloppy
as you
city.
Can.
Yeah, the people on the plane yesterday, man, what a bunch of slobs. Hey, man. Okay, speaking of planes, JetBlue reporting today on what happened yesterday at JFK. Plane landed, and instead of sort of settling in as it lands, it went back. The pilot, obviously, well, I don't know what the circumstances were. I'm making judgments because I know how how they're supposed to work. The plane went down in the back instead of going down in the front. And the nose instead of going down, pointed up. After
oh, this was like during deplaning, like some kind of weight balance shifted it enough that it
the
just
plane
tilted.
Went down. Yeah, right, tilted backwards as it went. It was in the gate, actually, coming up from Barbados. So that tells you something about the plane, in a sense. The new aircraft are lighter because they want to use less fuel. It's that whole business about let's make it cheaper and the airlines make more money. Well, as they make cheaper planes, and you can all tell whether it's a Boeing plane or whether it's an Airbus, the planes are cheap. The seats are cheaper and lighter. Everything about the plane made with new composite material is cheaper. They look okay, but you can tell by riding in them. I go back and forth to Los Angeles on American 3. They have the three-class service, first, business, and steerage, if you will. And when you land in these Airbuses now, everything rattles. Bang, buddy, boom, buddy, boom. I like the fact that there's a bed in it and I can take a nap when I'm going back and forth. But it still doesn't feel like a solid plane. And I just wonder if that's not part of what this is about. They'll be inspecting the plane and yada, yada. Nobody got hurt. It's just one of those weird things, right?
It's a wild ride.
Yep. Okay. Speaking of that, the Republicans are having a wild ride, shall we say. There are now, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 running for House Speaker, and nobody knows who any of these people are, really. They're not well known, right? So I don't know if I went through the list, unless you're from the various communities, various states, that they represent, you know who they are. There's no signs, nobody that's going to, there's not nobody that's shining here. That's why I say, go back to Kevin McCarthy. Right? You can't get, and these guys that are trying to show up, they're trying to out-Trump each other. Right? They're, I like Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with Trump. I support Trump. Trump likes me. Are you voting for Trump or are you voting for somebody to run the House? Silliness. Anyway.
It's like they're all running for Trump.
Yeah, right.
Because Donald Trump does have enough weight that if he says that he supports, if he puts his support into any one of these candidates, there will be a following for that candidate then without anybody doing their own research to see if they even stand with the candidate themselves.
Right. That's how silly that's how the process is these days. People don't really get involved at all. They listen to a lot of garbage on some of the radio programs and television shows that are on, and it's just silly, back and forth. I try to read all of the magazines that represent the different points of view. The left side, Mother Jones isn't like it used to be. There's Reason magazine that represents the libertarians, which more often than not is where I find myself agreeing with their approach to things. And then there's Newsmax, which is like hello off the edge these days. I mean, ridiculous stuff in there. But people want to believe it, so that's why they read it. And they're crowing about how much more people are watching Newsmax now. And they come up with these crazy claims about, yeah, we've got the truth. Okay, good for you.
No, you have your opinions based on facts.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily based on facts.
Well, opinions based on facts do not therefore make the opinions facts. And that's what people and you pick
and
choose what you want to take from the facts.
Hold on a minute. Say that again.
Opinions based on facts don't make opinions facts.
Wow. Right? Can we write that down? Put that up.
It is one of those things of, like, seriously, do your own research. Just because even if there's somebody who whom you trust, you always seem to side with them, you have the same values, the same morals, if they have an opinion about something, still form your own. Still look at the facts and form your own opinion.
Yeah, we become, and this is part of the educational system that shows that's lacking, and as far as I'm concerned, lacking big time, because we're not teaching people how to think, we're teaching them what to think, and I'm working on that with my grandchildren.
Did that actually start? When did that start in the school system? Because most people that I see, or I'm not really on social media myself anymore, but people I used to see sharing posts as they were facts, even though they were just somebody else's opinion, were typically an older generation.
It was before social media even existed, before the technology of iPhones and iPads and all that stuff existed. It goes back to that era.
Wow.
Yeah. It goes back to that era. All right, let's have a quick trip to Las Vegas. You ready? 800-419-3684. Want to go on a last-minute trip? Want to have 3 days and two nights and have some fun? How about talking to an operator at the other end of 800-419-3684? And bingo, you'll be on your way.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Chasing Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Three after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Always in the progress mood and mode. So let us celebrate on food, farm, and family today. Excuse me. Here it comes. There it is. Yay!
There my voice. Is. I love that we get to talk about National Food Day.
Food Day!
Because it's food, and it's awesome, and food is awesome.
Some food is more. It's not like what was the old line from one of the George Orwell books, all pigs are created equal, except some are more equal than others. I think that goes in the food
that
department.
Definitely goes with food, yeah.
Yeah, with food. So back in 1971, Jay, a microbiologist, a meteorologist, a chemist, and a couple of scientists from the Center for the Study of Responsive Law founded the Center for Science and the Public Interest nonprofit organization. The early days, they focused on environmental protection, renewable energy, that sort of thing. And now they have turned their focus to food and also to alcohol. Over the years, the dynamics have changed in the nutrition, certainly in food safety world. So this group has made sure, at least it's tried to be sure, that restaurants and individual food suppliers, if you will, are doing the right thing when it comes to what you're eating. Their focus on saturated fats started with this bunch. You know, the stuff that you put on the popcorn, how bad that is for you. You still get it, but...
Yeah.
Now, at least you know how bad
butter.
It is. Oh, yeah. It's like
the butter-like substance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, awful. Anyway, so today is the day... that we go back in history to 1971 when all these people got together. And now, the results of their work are legion, because you see a lot of the attention that's given to stuff. We still eat it, but we still, you know.
We're at least aware of it now.
Right, exactly.
And can make the choice to still eat it rather than just, like, not really knowing.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see. We got a couple of recalls here today for you to consider. Baker Farms has issued a voluntary recall on their 16-ounce Kroger-bagged collard greens. Listeria there. This is a farm down in Georgia, recalling a single production run of these collard greens. And just the way they say it, a production run, doesn't sound like a farm. It sounds like a factory.
It does.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it is a factory. It's not food. These are grown in huge warehouses that have lights in them. And sometimes there's, you know, some of these huge old greenhouses that have stuff. There's nothing healthy about eating this crap. None. It's just junk. And because, you know, you think, okay, it's green, therefore it's good for me. A lot of vitamin K. Yeah, but how is it grown?
Not when it has listeria, yeah.
No, mm-hmm. Thank you. I'll pass on that. Now, there's also a problem with greenhead lobster products. The refrigerated and frozen cooked lobster products, there's some kind of a health risk there. These were produced back in May and then frozen. Although, I guess the six-month period here, actually, whatever was produced from May until October because of listeria may be in it. How do you do it that badly over that much time? And who doesn't like lobster? I think I had... whenever I'm with the children, I go, you know, we go to dinner on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it happened that the places that we went to, I tried a lobster roll in each one of them. And one of them
yum.
Was the really good one we had. There's a New England family that has run a restaurant on Santa Monica Boulevard, not far from where my son lives. So we walked up there for his birthday dinner, he and I. And we had a great meal. And we went, and then Megan and Matthew and Miles and I went to another place down in Marina Del Rey on Saturday. It was okay. It wasn't that great. I'm trying to remember. It was something Joe's. I don't remember. But the point here is that there is, like everything else, there's good quality and there's medium quality and there's crap quality. And, you know, you can just because you're ordering, let's say, a lobster roll or something, because that's what this company's all about, doesn't mean that all lobsters created equal or handled properly.
Yeah, I was going to say prepared and handled equal.
Right.
Yeah.
So anybody's buying greenhead lobster products at grocery stores, bring them back. Just bring them back. They are distributed. They come from the waters of Maine. Yeah, that's where a lot of lobster comes from. This is not smart. If this is a question at all, when you hear the name, bring it back to the store and get your money back, okay? That would be the word to the wise from our Food, Farm, and Family time here, foodfarmfamily.com. On Good Day, it's 59 after the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.